The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
This is Victoria Porter. I am a licensed clinical social worker, and you're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies to help you stay healthy, Hot Springs.
Today in the studio with me, I have Kathy Packard. She is Executive Director of the Oaklawn Center on Aging. So Kathy, welcome. I'm happy to have you here. We have so much to talk about, so thank you for coming.
Well, thanks for inviting me. We're happy to be here.
Tell me just a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a licensed professional counselor with a specialty in gerontology and lucky enough to be the Executive Director of the Oaklawn Center on Aging. We're a nonprofit and fully funded by the Oaklawn Foundation. We are an education resource center because our mission is to enhance the quality of life for older adults in Garland County. So we want to provide as many services as we possibly can to meet our mission.
Such a wonderful resource too. I know we know each other professionally mm-hmm. because whenever I worked for hospice,
right.
I found Oaklawn Center on Aging to be an amazing resource, and they are there to help. I know I had some difficult cases that I would just call Kathy, and we would just kind of brainstorm things that we could do, and they were always able to figure out some way to help this family that we were working with. So mm-hmm. amazing things are happening there at Oaklawn Center on Aging. We're very fortunate to have you guys. So tell me just a little bit about what is going on at Oaklawn Center on Aging. I know I was excited to hear that you guys have in-person groups
yes.
are going again. Yes. So tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Well, when we talk about enhancing quality of life, we talk about the overall health of our older adults. And so we like to start with physical activity.
Right.
Everybody knows that being active, I hate to use the word exercise because some of the people that participate in our program don't like that word. But we provide a program called Tai Chi, which we started years ago because it enhances balance. If it's practiced on a regular basis, most people will reduce their risk of falling by about 50%.
Wow. That's
amazing. And some even higher than that. So we are a big proponent of Tai Chi. Very few injuries in Tai Chi when practiced correctly. You can do it either seated or standing. We have probably right now about 9 classes a week going on in Garland County. We
okay.
have wonderful volunteers that are trained, certified to teach Tai Chi, along with 2 staff members that we go out and do that. We offer a neuroplasticity program for the brain health,
wow.
and it's called Ageless Grace. Most people would say it's one of the hardest workouts they've ever done, but it's not. It is done from a chair.
Okay.
And we do that from a chair because we want everybody to be equal in the class. And everyone can do what we ask them to do from a chair. It actually really focuses on the brain because we're trying to get the brain to respond, react, and recover. So we do different tools like grab bag. And we we could do something like body math where we're counting and we're mixing up how we count and how we move our body.
Okay.
Get down, get up is another tool that we use that's for cardiovascular health, but they actually have to follow the leader and be able to change when the leader changes their movement. So there's that reaction from the brain, and then they respond and recover.
Very cognitive and very physical at the mm-hmm. same time, yes. kind of keeping those connections uh-huh. healthy.
It is, yeah. and it's just a wonderful program that we do in Hot Springs and Hot Springs Village. We also provide caregiver support groups. We're doing, those groups are being done in Hot Springs Village. And we meet 3 times a month in person at various settings.
Wonderful.
And then we also do a virtual caregiver support group once a month for people that need it. And we meet those needs of people across the state that aren't able to get to a support group. So that, to me, we were talking earlier about some of the good things that came out of COVID. One of those things is that we're able to reach more people because we're using something like Zoom
right.
and being able to connect and to see each other.
And I know we were kind of talking about earlier too that you guys will help, like if you're not familiar with Zoom and how to set that up, you just reach out and let someone know at mm-hmm. Oakland, and you guys are going to help.
Yes, we do. We help yeah. them, and we've learned that, you know, they're just sometimes we can just get online with them. If we can just get them to connect, we can talk them through how to get the microphone on and how
right.
to get the video on and be able to do what they want to do in Zoom.
And also, perhaps there's someone in their social circle who's younger, maybe a grandchild or something, uh-huh. who can would know how to do that easily too.
Or
so
even
yeah.
a next door neighbor,
right.
even
True.
A next door neighbor
True.
That'll come over and help on
yeah.
them.
Yeah, usually if you have like a 10 and under, even they know how to hook those things up
yes.
better than we do. You said that these are happening all over Garland County, so
yes.
it is just Garland County.
It is just Garland County. We're being funded through the Oaklawn Foundation. That funding is strictly for Garland County and our older adults in Garland County. Now, if somebody wants to drive up from Hot Spring County in Malvern or mm-hmm. Clark County in Arkadelphia, we love to have them. We have some people okay. that actually drive in from Benton over to the village to participate in our classes.
So you don't have to live in Garland County, but the classes are happening in Garland
That's
County.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
That makes sense. Are they, I know you said that there's some things happening at the village. Are other places typically like churches and things like that where you have the classes?
We do. We have a lot of different venues. Oaklawn United Methodist Church hosts a biweekly Tai Chi class. Going to give a shout out to them because they were instrumental in helping us with the COVID drive-through clinics last year.
Good.
They were wonderful. And we go to Union Missionary Baptist Church for our healthy cooking class. And we're so excited because tomorrow we get to go back live for healthy cooking.
Yay.
So we'll have an in-person healthy cooking class.
Will you talk a little bit about that? You can come and watch someone, like you can come to the class and they will teach you how to fix a recipe?
We did. We actually get our recipe together. We print out a recipe that we're going to do for that day. It's only once a month. In the past, we've had anywhere from 20 to 40 people for the class.
Okay.
And so typically what happens is that we'll prep ahead of time for that many people and then just do one. I will demonstrate one serving and tell them how I'm putting it all together. And then we talk about the benefits of why you would want to eat this meal maybe versus fried fish. And talk about how, you know, that the fruits, the vegetables, the proteins, what our choices are, determine how healthy our body is.
Right.
And so it really is an educational opportunity and also a socialization opportunity
mm-hmm.
for our older adults that haven't been getting together. Or maybe somebody that lives alone can come out once a month and eat with their friends and have that socialization component along with a healthy meal.
You're talking about the socialization component, and in your experience, how important is that to health?
It's extremely important. When older adults start to withdraw and not have that contact with other human beings, that depression can set in, and it can become a major problem for someone that's older. As we age, those brain chemicals don't bounce back like they used to, and it makes it more difficult to recover from a depression. So it's important to maintain that contact with other people and have conversations.
Right. And I think that's an important aspect of all of these classes that you're talking about,
yes.
Just that opportunity to get out, be around other people, which we didn't get to do for a couple of years there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It was so, so hard. You know, the best they could do was to see each other once a week or twice a week on a Zoom class.
Right.
And it wasn't the same as being together.
I know we were talking a little bit before, and you said that the Zoom actually enabled you to keep those classes together, though, though they weren't in person.
It did. It did. The group held together.
Yeah.
It held together. And for some of those nuclear groups that started years ago,
right.
They did not want to, you know, not see each other.
Right.
So once we were able to provide Zoom and get it out to them, that's how they attended all the classes.
And I'm sure that they're excited to be back in person now, too.
Very excited and much happier.
Right.
Much happier.
Yes.
They're glad to be out and about.
But you still offer the Zoom option pretty much on everything, right? Which is, like you said, it's a wonderful way for people who can't get out.
Right.
Yes. And I know you're talking about the caregiver groups. I think a challenge that I always saw in that was it's hard to leave the house if you're the one providing the care.
It is,
yeah.
and I will say that with two of the groups, it's up at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in the Village. They have trained, or Oakland Center on Aging went in and trained people to provide care while the caregiver is in the group.
Oh, wow.
And so they've gone through dementia training, you know, how to communicate with someone with dementia, how to approach them, just some basic things that will help caregivers know how to care for someone and make it enjoyable for the person receiving that care.
That's amazing.
So
that's wonderful.
They offer that free of charge. And then we always, you know, we try to partner with the Caring Place, which is a phenomenal facility that takes care of people with dementia, and try to offer support groups during that time so that people can take their loved one to the Caring Place and then come to the support group.
Okay. I didn't realize the Caring Place was back in person either. So
it is.
Yes,
it is.
Wonderful. So, and that is a day program, right?
It is. It's an adult daycare program,
yes.
For adults, and they're all very well trained. It's a phenomenal facility.
Yes.
And much needed, much needed. So,
wow, a lot of resources out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we've covered some physical classes, the cooking classes. Is there anything else going on that we haven't talked about?
Well, we do a lot of evidence-based programs, and for somebody that's not receiving a grant, it probably is meaningless, but evidence-based programs that we provide have been researched for 10 years, and we know they work if people want to attend them. We do a program called Diabetes Empowerment Education Program. It's a phenomenal program that teaches people that have been newly diagnosed with diabetes or who have had it for years how to self-manage. We actually make them, we draw out a human form, and we make them put the heart, the lungs, all the organs where they're supposed to be, and they learn how diabetes affects those organs and what literally happens to their body. We actually show them what blood looks like at 100 versus 400 when they take their blood sugar, and what's happening with their body when the blood gets really thick at 400, and why it gets thick, and, you know, what's going on. And, and then we teach them, you know, when you go out and eat a McDonald's burger or a fast food burger, this is what your body interprets that food as, and this is how it affects. And we show them that by using sugar cubes and lard and salt, which is, we use a lot of visuals, and people really respond to that rather than just being told.
Just make that connection.
Yeah.
I can see that would help.
And we offer, and from that class, a lot of people come to healthy cooking. They want to continue to learn, and so they just start coming to the next healthy cooking class. We do a program called A Matter of Balance, and these are all workshops, so they don't last forever.
Okay.
A Matter of Balance is twice a week for 4 weeks, and we teach people about the fear of falling and how they can be safer out and about. We don't want them isolating just because they feel like they're going to fall. And that is one of the greatest fears of getting older, is that fear of falling, because who has not had a friend that has fallen, gone to the hospital, had surgery for a broken hip, gone to rehab, and never came home.
Right.
Ended up in the nursing home.
Right.
Or worse, death. So
prevention is key at this point.
Prevention is key. And we do chronic pain self-management, chronic disease self-management, diabetes self-management, you know, a couple different kinds. But they're all available, and we teach them, because of the length of some of the classes, some of them are 6 weeks, some of them are four. So we have to, you know, pick and choose which ones we're going to do for that particular year.
And I know you said that y'all also, the Medicare, Medicaid questions, and during open enrollment, as a social worker in hospice, I got so many questions about what do I do, and I would always refer them to you guys. That this is a place, Oakland Center on Aging is a place that you can call, and they can help you navigate that system.
Yes.
So that, talk a little bit about that,
sure.
And I know that's a very important and confusing topic for many.
It is.
Our seniors, yeah.
We run into people all the time that didn't even know that they were supposed to sign up for Medicare Part D. And so being aware of what Medicare is, that's important to us to get that education out there. We are counselors for Senior Health Insurance Information Program, which means that if you call the Senior Health Insurance Information Program hotline, or SHIP,
okay,
and you're close to this area, they're going to refer you. They're going to just ring you through to our office.
Okay.
We always tell people, leave your name and number. There are two of us.
Right.
And last year we serviced 20,000 people across the county with various programs. So I say that because sometimes it just has to go to voicemail, but we do get back to you. We make appointments during open enrollment to help people realize that they don't have to keep the same insurance, the prescription drug insurance. You can save money by actually changing if you need to every year. 1 year we actually saved a woman who thought she had to stay on the same prescription drug plan $16,000.
Oh my goodness.
So we always tell people, if you don't want to come in and see us, or you don't want to have a phone call, look at it online. Go to Medicare.gov and navigate that. But you know, if you don't get in when you turn 65, you have to pay a penalty to get in. It's kind of like Medicare treats it like car insurance. They're hoping that those of us that are healthy are going to pick up the load for those of us that are not.
Right.
And so they don't want people going in and out of the program. They want you to start when you're 65.
And so whenever we start that program at 65 when we're healthy, it'll be there for us at 78 or 82.
90.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important point. We are living longer now than ever, right? Staying healthier longer, thanks to certainly to programs like you guys are offering. But it's really important. And I know that The Medicare system can be very confusing.
It can be.
So you guys are a resource that can help people navigate all of that confusion and make the right choice for them, because the choice is different for each individual.
It is. Yeah. It is, and it's kind of confusing when you're first new to Medicare. Do I go into Medicare Part A and B? Part A is the hospitalization, Part B is medical. Or do I take an Advantage plan? Oh, now we're throwing another one in here, which is Medicare Part C.
Mm-hmm.
And Advantage, kind of, that's a private insurance approved by Medicare that takes the place of Part A and B. There are a lot of nuances, and people need to know that they need to make sure that their doctor will take an Advantage plan that they're choosing. For some people, those are excellent plans, and for others, they're not so good.
Right.
So it's important to know that. Supplemental insurance.
Right.
You have an open window, you know, when you turn 65 for several months to get that supplemental insurance. And all that is it pays the 20% that Medicare doesn't.
And don't necessarily get the one that advertises the most on television.
No, definitely not. A lot of people don't realize that supplemental plans are, they have labels like Plan A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. That's just an example, not necessarily.
Right.
But every Plan F, whether it's offered by Humana, Blue Cross, private insurance companies, whatever that Plan F is, Plan F across the board is the same for everybody. This insurance company A may charge $150, and insurance company D may charge $200. So you have to look at what it is you want and then decide, you know, which insurance company you want to go with.
Right.
But all supplemental plans under their category provide the same coverage across the state.
Thank goodness we have you guys to help us navigate the system.
And we also do, if someone has low income, we want to help them get signed up for extra help for Medicare Part D, which pays a lot on their medications. Just depends on the percentage of help that you get. And then Medicare Savings Plan, which will even pay more.
Right.
So, you know, if you are low income and you do need some help, we can help with that.
Right. And
do those applications.
And also there are other, you can help make referrals to other resources in Garland County, like Meals on Wheels and those types of things. Yeah.
We work very closely with the Area Agency on Aging and the CHI Macaulay Senior Center. So that senior center does provide our Meals on Wheels in Garland County. And
there really are a lot of wonderful resources in Garland County.
There are.
We just need to know. That's for me, I just feel like Oaklawn Center on Aging is a place, kind of a central place that you guys can help. It's a starting place, and there's a lot that you guys can do, but you can also help refer out to the other things that someone else might need.
Right. We always like to say we want to be that one-stop shop. If we can't do it, we will connect you with the person who can.
But Kathy, it sounds like y'all might need more than two people.
Well, we actually have four staff.
And
one of the programs we haven't talked about is our nurse aid training program.
Right.
We provide a 15-day CNA program. And if the student passes that 15 days, they are eligible to take the state certification test to become a CNA.
Wow. In 15 days, that's wonderful.
In 15
wonderful.
Days, we have, I'm going to say we've got the top two educators in the state. Our nurse educators are phenomenal. And Dr. Bearden runs a wonderful program. Valerie Bearden is our education director, and she does a great job with that CNA training program. So if anybody ever wants to become a CNA, we have scholarships available, either academic or financial.
Tell me, as a CNA, what would you do? Like, tell me a job.
there's several things that can be done with a CNA certificate. We've actually had one lady that opened up her own in-home care business.
Wow.
So she was able to do that. CNAs can work in memory care. They can work in long-term care. They can work in assisted living. Some CNAs work in independent living.
They work in hospice. We had several CNAs that worked for us.
Yes.
And that is the, I'm not sure about the other agencies, but for us, that's the personal care component of care, correct?
So it is.
Not, it's separate from nursing. CNAs provide, you would know better than I do about that.
Well, they provide that one-on-one care that they provide the most personal care.
Absolutely.
And so we always like to, you know, when we send our students out, we want them to be, we want them to have that empathy and to know, you know, what it's like to be cared for. They also need to know about, you know, these people are going to talk to you maybe more than somebody else would because you're there providing the most personal care. So they do that day-to-day care that someone else may not be able to. They can do private care in the home.
Right. I'm trying to think, is there anything that we have not covered yet topic-wise? You guys offer so much. There's so many things.
I think we've covered the majority of it for sure. We do a lot of Alzheimer's disease and dementia care education. I don't think we've talked about that.
No, we haven't. Yes.
We get the privilege of going over to the state troopers, and when the recruits are in training, we get to do their first responder dementia care training for them.
That's wonderful.
So we know that our state troopers go out and they're ready in case they come upon someone who is lost or, you know, is on the side of the road and doesn't know where they are. And they know how to do that. We've done, oh my goodness, I've worked with Ty Ferris here in Hot Springs at the fire department. Phenomenal group of men and gone in and trained our first responders at the fire department. So we do a lot of that to make sure that the person that's going to come upon you first in a house fire or nursing home evacuation, we've seen those on the news lately, that, you know, they know how to approach and how to do it with kindness and compassion and be patient and you know, and at the same time be able to soothe that person who's frightened because of what's going on and the change in their environment.
That's some amazing work.
So and we also train people in nursing homes to become certified dementia practitioners. So just another component of what we do.
So much. Wow. I have loved Oakland Center on Aging forever. Such a wonderful resource for me personally, but I even had no clue of the wonderful work that you guys are doing. Thank you so much, Kathy, for coming in and talk to us. We have learned so much about Oakland Center on Aging. So just let, if you don't care to maybe share a location, phone number, just let people know how they can get in touch and what they need to do.
So our location is at 307 Carpenter Dam Road, across from, I guess if you were traveling down Carpenter Dam Road, we're right across the street from Alliance Rubber and Chemical Company.
They have the big flagpole, right?
Yes. On Carpenter Dam Road, they have beautiful flowers. And
yes.
We're in the Carpenter Professional Park, I believe it's called.
Right. There are a lot of offices and stuff back there.
Yes. Okay. And our phone number is 501-623-0020. Call. If we don't answer, leave a message. We're out doing a program. We're with somebody, so we'll get back to you, we promise.
And that is how you would sign up for classes. Is there can you go online to sign up for
Certainly.
Classes?
Certainly. Okay. We have our website is oaklawncenteronaging.com, all one word. And you can literally just scroll right down to our event calendar and click on what you want to attend. Okay. And you can register through the website.
Okay.
You can also just email me at Kathy at OaklandCenterOnAging.com. And let
Kathy
me know.
Kathy
with a K.
Yes. K-A-T-H-Y.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And let me know. And we'll sign you up.
So you can call, you can email, you can sign up on the website. Mm-hmm. Wonderful resources that are available there through Oaklawn Center on Aging. So thank you so much for coming in and talking about this wonderful work that you guys are doing.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs. Tune in next Friday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping hot springs healthy. Look for new episodes every Friday on hotsr.com/podcast.